Psalm 23 is not going to be anything fancy, but as the Lord leads, we'll go ahead and open in prayer. God, we thank you, Lord, for this time. We thank you, Lord, for each man in here, each woman in here, Lord, each child, God, each living soul. Lord, I ask God tonight, Lord, God, you watch over us, each of us. Lord, be with our families, Lord, as we are away from them maybe. God, open our spiritual ears, Lord, that we can hear the Holy Ghost, Lord, just whispering to us what we need. Lord, open our spiritual eyes, God, to see you in your glory and, God, our need of you. And, Lord, also, God, soften our heart. Lord, soften our spiritual heart, God, that as we walk through this world day by day, God, it just seems like the cares of the world certainly overwhelm us sometimes, be it financial, be it medical, Lord, be it family. God, just work situations, or Lord, just seeing what's going on in the world, Lord, turning on the radio and hearing of children killing children, and Lord, the situations in government, and God, so much pride there, and Lord, the Bible tells us, though, that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, and God, so we need to look, Lord, at the eternal. And, Lord, tonight, just give this few minutes to you, Lord. Guide me, Lord. Guide my mind, my thoughts. God, that you get the glory and honor. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. Psalm 23, as I was telling Jerry, I really didn't have a set what I was going to be preaching tonight. Not an unusual for me. Sometimes when I'm going into the jails, I'll have something set up. What I was going to preach and maybe a song service, maybe something even an inmate will say will change what I have, and Lord has blessed that every single time. I've met some interesting men there, and so I really try to be in tune with what the Lord would have me to preach. And tonight, it wasn't until we're starting to sing these songs that the Lord said, okay, I know what you're going to be preaching on. That's Psalm 23. It is something that I preach frequently on. The inmates, the worlds that so many of them live in, they know nothing about a peaceful life, nothing about a time to come apart and just sit down and see what the Lord has. So it's one that I have preached. I've in the jails. But nonetheless, because it's the Word of God, it can apply, and it does apply to each and every one of us at all times. And so we're going to go ahead and read the whole thing, and then we're going to go ahead and start as the Lord, verse by verse. The Bible says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Familiar psalms. The Lord is my shepherd. One of the most common. As soon as you start speaking that, people recognize where it's from. But as we look here, a Psalm of David. Of course, David being a shepherd, and from a young lad as a shepherd, he would know what that would be like. He would know how to take care of a sheep. He would know the dangers to look for, to be aware of. He would know as he was watching the sheep if there was something wrong with a particular sheep. We had in Minnesota, next to us, we had about 160 acres of land there in Minnesota. Next to us, there was a 40-acre land, and then bordering that, there was another farm that had probably about 160, 200 acres, somewhere like that. And the farmer decided he was going to raise sheep. And so he would raise sheep. He had some, I don't know, probably no more than 20 or 30 at a time. And I'll tell you what, having dealt with sheep, because they were, Dad had cows, and Dad pretty much despised the sheep because they would get out. They would break out from the fence that he had, And there's just about no fence that can be set up, no barrier that can be set up that a sheep will not break through. And then once they get in there, and they eat, of course, grass right down to the root. And so my dad always hated that because the sheep would come over and get into a pasture and stuff, and sometimes into our we raised grain, sometimes oats, sometimes wheat and stuff like that. And the sheep would get in there and just destroy it, just destroy them. And so whenever we seen them coming out, we'd always be dad was always trying to get out there. Let's get these sheep out of here before they destroy any more of the crop. He'd call up Ronald Horseman and say, "Your sheep are over here again." And so he'd come over with a couple of dogs and stuff like that. But in that amount of time, the sheep would get out. You try and herd a sheep. You can't herd a sheep. You can only lead it. The sheep would get there. Ronald Horseman would get over there and start talking to him, and the sheep would hear his voice, and they would know it. And he could get them a couple whistles here and there. There was a couple of sheep that he would have out there that kind of the leaders of the flock, if you want to say. Usually an old female sheep and stuff. And he'd focus in on that one, and it would bring them back. And so no matter how much we tried to get over there, tried to chase them out of our, they'd just scatter. But as soon as he would come by, as soon as Ronald would come by, and like I said, a few whistles, and all of a sudden they'd start following him and everything. And so I said that I've seen how sheep are. They're really very stupid animals, if you ask me. I mean, I've seen how a sheep, if you look at it, a sheep will leave the safety of its home, the safety of its fence, of its pasture, just because it says, "Hey, there's something out there that I need." It may have the greenest grass, it may have the freshest water, and a sheep will see something in a barren field, a barren land, but it'll be green, and they say, "I want that," and they will themselves hurt themselves, force themselves through some sort of a barrier, a fence, a hedge, just to get to that one point, to get over there, and all of a sudden, they've exposed themselves to danger. They may have a little bit of thing, that grass that was promised, that little thing there that thought, "I've got to get over there." And all of a sudden they're out there. They're a prey to the wolves. They're a prey to the bobcats. And we look at ourselves in our own life. How many times do we ourselves do that? How many times do we get away from the Lord Jesus Christ? We go our own way. We see something in our life that we want. And we will force ourselves. We will know when we're even doing wrong, but there's something out there and it's promising. It's that gold. It's that glitter. You know, that's all that glitters is not gold, but man, we want it. And we will leave the safety of the Lord Jesus Christ to get to a point, to get to something that we say, "Well, we want it so badly. We want it so badly." To our hurt. And all of a sudden we're exposed. We're exposed to Satan. We're exposed to the wiles of the devil. We're exposed to those things that we didn't even realize, we weren't even thinking about. We were so focused on getting that one thing in our life. And all of a sudden, once we get out there, and all of a sudden we're looking around going, wow, there's no protection here. There's no protection. And people are so much the same way. Sheep are scared easily. And we are, I mean, you hear in the news, all these Legionnaires' disease and the bird flu and swine flu and all of these things. We're frightened, easily frightened, and yet it seems like, we run away from the Lord, we run to danger, and David here is saying, as a shepherd, he's seen this, he knows what it's about. He knows what it's like. And we need to take a look. As it says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." You know, we need to come to a time in our life when we say, "You know what, there needs to be someone. I've made some mistakes. I've went my own way. I've looked at the promise that was out there, and it turns out it was nothing but fool's gold." Those things that we looked at and we went to our hurt sometimes, to the hurt of others around us. I read a book, it's called A Shepherd's Look at 23rd Psalm, Philip Keller, and he was a shepherd also, and he said there would be certain sheep that he would have to watch out for all the time. He knew they were going to be trying to get away. He knew that if there was going to be any problems, they were going to be the one causing it. And I am sure we can look at sometimes ourselves in our own life, there are certain things that appeal to us a little bit more. And we need to watch out for it. So when the Bible says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want," David would sit back and say, "You know what? I've been a shepherd. And I know there sheep out there that were constantly causing problems. Lord, help me. Lord, help me not be one of those things. Let me not be one of those sheep that you're constantly having to go out and gather up and heal and fix and search for. David's saying here, Lord, just help me. You have the things I need. You have the things that's best for me. And so let's look at some of those things. Verse 2, the Bible says, He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. As a farmer in Minnesota, and then down in Idaho, the many, many ranches and all that they have down there, I tell you, you go and look at the green pastures. Our cows, the cows that we have, would love to get out there and sit down. Or sometimes, if you've been in a green lawn and you cut the grass or whatever and just lay there, it's just so nice and cool. It's just so nice and peaceful. And it's good for us. The Bible tells us here, He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. God knows what's good for us. He feeds us what we need. Those green pastures, they've got so much nutrients in them. They've got so much good in them. And God has for our lives as a shepherd, as one that cares for us, as one that will give His life and did give His life for His sheep. He knows what's good for us. Like a shepherd, like David would say, I know where the good fields are. And he would guide us that way. He would guide his sheep. He would bring his sheep there. But boy, I tell you what, you look up out on green field and it looks fruitful. It looks healthy. It looks like it would be something that we just want to frolic in. I mean, you probably have seen a colt, a foal, a horse, a calf. Something like that. I was just out running around in the fields, in the green fields and stuff like that, kicking its heels up. It's a place of refuge. It's a place of health. And so the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He brings us. He knows what's good for us. He knows those nutrients. We lived in the desert for a while. You can go a long ways without getting much nutrients. What's out there in the desert? Dry, hot. Sparse. The Bible tells us here God wants to give us the good stuff. It says, He leadeth me beside the still waters. In Minnesota, we used to go bluegill fishing, crappie fishing. And we'd get out on some of those lakes. We had a friend that had a pontoon boat. And so we'd get out there in those lakes, get a bobber out there, we'd be fishing. You'd hear the loons in the background, and it would be so quiet. It'd be so peaceful. And the Bible tells us here that God, he leadeth me beside the still waters. He brings us to a point where not only are we being fed in the green pastures, but brings us to a point, those still waters. Again, if you've been out on a lake, maybe on a canoe or something like that, no motor, or you shut that motor off, and all of a sudden it is so quiet. It is so peaceful. And so you might hear a fish jumping every now and then, but talk about restful. You're not having any combat fishing. You're not having to drive through traffic. You get out there in some of those lakes, and it's just so quiet and peaceful. And God wants to bring us to that point. He wants us to say, you know what, come apart. Let me bring you to a point not only where you're being fed, like a shepherd would lead his flock to a place where they can be fed, but for a time of rest, for a time of peacefulness, for a time of calm. In today's world, in today's society, I was thinking today, again, I mean, this week I've probably shut the radio off more times than I have in a long time. I just shut that radio off. You know, I usually listen to talk radio and all, and you just get sick and tired of hearing what's going on. You know, the news, you look on the apps or whatever else like that, and just the world. The world doesn't have that peace. The world doesn't have that calm. And I just have to shut it off sometimes because we look and say, wow, talk about the cares of the world, the cares of the world. And Jesus said, I'll bring you to some green pastures, a place where you can be fed, spiritually renewed. I'll bring you to a place beside those still waters where you can just hear me talk to you. Lord, the Bible talks about that in a song in the morning. I come to the garden alone when the dew is still on the roses, I believe is what it is. But a time of calm, time of refreshing, a time of peacefulness. And we look at today's society. One of the things I mention a lot in the at jail is I've been in a lot of countries, been a lot of places. And it doesn't matter if you've been in Thailand. Doesn't matter if you've been in Norway. Doesn't matter if you go to Italy. Doesn't matter if you go to Korea. No matter where you go, there's people hurting. There's people that's got family problems. There's people that's got health problems, medical problems, financial problems, job. No matter where you go, there are people that's hurting. There's people that's needing something. They don't know where to look. And yet we have the Word of God. We have this time that we can bring to them, no matter where they're at, and say, hey, let me show you how you can have some peace in your life. Let me show you how you can have a little bit of rest in your life. That's through the Word of God, through Jesus Christ, knowing the Lord is a Savior. It doesn't matter where you go. There's hurt. There's sorrow. There's pain. There's anguish. And they have nowhere to turn. They may turn to the drugs. They may turn to the government. They may turn to alcohol. Or they may turn ultimately to suicide. But yet we come to this point where we say, you know what, I have something for you. Lord Jesus Christ, He can guide your life. He knows what's best for you. Listen to Him. Listen to Him. And so we look at that. Leading beside the still waters, He restoreth my soul. Again, I have to shut the radio off sometimes. Sometimes I shut the radio off and I just say, Lord, just help me today. Sometimes I get on the preaching, some of pastors preaching and stuff like that. Turn it on when I'm driving. Just overwhelmed. The cares of the world, the cares that are that we're hearing and what's going on. When the Bible says that He restoreth my soul, just a refreshing again. He takes the time. The Lord Jesus Christ, He knows what we need. He knows those burdens that are upon us. Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Jesus said, come unto me, an order, a command, a request, a plea, come unto me. And as a shepherd here, as the shepherd is, he says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He restoreth my soul. As a sheep would sometimes get sick. As a sheep would sometimes maybe get into something bad, maybe some bad water. The shepherd would nurse it back to health. Nurse them back to health. And God wants to do that. Lord Jesus Christ wants to do that spiritually. When it just seems like we're sick in our soul. The Bible tells us, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He restoreth my soul. He takes our life that sometimes has been ruined, sometimes by our own actions, some by actions of those around us, family, friends. And He says, let me restore your soul. Let me give you a little bit of that peace. Let me give you that life again where it just seems like you were so worn out. Second part of that, He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. God knows what's best. As I was talking about those sheep, and you probably have all heard that, you can't herd a sheep. You've got to lead them. And God says, let me bring you over here. Let me bring you over here. You guys know that when I was coming, coming back to Alaska, did not want to come back to Alaska. And yet, as I've said many times since I've been back, especially in the last year or so, as God has led us back here, and I knew He wanted us back here. He knew He wanted me back here. God's proven Himself again and again and again to take care of us, to show me those times in my life when I was struggling. And the Bible tells us here, the Lord's my shepherd. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. God does not want our destruction. God does not want, He's not like Satan who's out to destroy us. He's not like Satan who's out to devour us. And that's, as my son Matt, I think it was, that talked about that, not little nibbles. He wants to devour us, Satan. But God wants the best for us. And He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. You know, not that we get the glory, but though we give the glory to Him. And so that shepherd, wanting the best for us, wanting to take care of us, knowing the dangers that lie ahead of us, knowing the days if we take those paths of iniquity, those paths that we say I want it for me, God says no, I know what's best for you. Verse 4, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. We have some friends of ours, so somebody got and a shadow. They it's kind of funny. They stole they raised in church and stuff like that. And one of the parents heard the kids talking to the other ones. They're getting kind of bickering, getting in an argument. And this one kid said to the other one, "You're nothing but a shadow to me." And that was about as bad as thing, curse, whatever like that. You're nothing but a shadow. A shadow really is nothing. You can walk through a shadow and not get hurt. When a shadow passes over you, you're not, there's no danger there. And that's what it's talking about here. It says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. For those that know our Lord Jesus Christ, it's a shadow. It means nothing. It's a bit, just a bit of a darkening. It can't hurt us. It can't harm us. And as this one child was saying to the other one, "You're nothing but a shadow," saying, "You know what? You mean there's no way for you to hurt me." And that valley of the shadow of death, you know, a valley. Sometimes a valley, as we walk, a valley produces some of the most vibrant fruit. Some of the richest land is down in that valley. Sometimes Lester Roloff has a sermon, "Pawing in the Valley." And a valley, it's where all the where the vegetables, where the fruits, so rich. You get up on those mountaintops. You get up on those mountains. Yeah, you can see far. You can see a lot of things, but boy, it's pretty sparse up there sometimes. Pretty sparse up there. You can't get the rich soils and nutrients. And so sometimes when we're in that valley, we need to look around and say, "Lord, what do you got for me here? Lord, what do you have for me here? I'm needing that refreshment. I'm needing something." And so this shadow, we need to understand that shadow. Shadow of the valley of the shadow of death. Lord, I need to die to self. I need to die to myself, my own desires. Lord, that yours, your desires, Lord, will enrich me. And the second part, it says, "For thou art with me." Again, there's times we've faced, I know there's a couple of times in my life, faced death. One time we were writing, getting ready to start an F-15 up, and when I did, one of the gearbox exploded. And when a gearbox explodes, sometimes, I mean, of course, there's fire. You don't know where it's going to go. If it's cut a fuel line in that fire there, that jet could erupt instantly. This time it didn't. But I thought about that later when that gearbox went, when that starter shaft sheared and the gears exploded. God's with me. A little bit younger, I wasn't serving the Lord at that time. When I was in Las Vegas, same way, working on an F-4, and there were some things came up, and at any time they said that thing could have exploded at any time. The Lord was with me. The Lord was with me. And so when we're facing these things, when we're facing trials in our life, even to the point of death, God's with us. God's with us. It says, "Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." Man, sometimes we look at this, "Thy rod and thy staff." A rod, a shepherd. A shepherd had a rod. A rod was basically a club, and it was used for correction, and it was used for protection. This Philip Keller, he was telling about, he was over in Africa as a shepherd for a while, and he said some of those African the shepherds, the young boys, they said they could take this rod, this stick, and if there was a hyena or anything like that coming close, he said he'd be amazed at how accurate they could throw that stick, that rod, that club, for protection. It says that thy rod, it's also for correction. He said sometimes also that it had to be used for maybe you have a sheep that was going out of the way. You know, sometimes the Word of God, God has to correct us. We have to be sitting there and preachers preaching. And the Word of God says, yeah, Let me show you where you're going wrong. Let me show you where you're going wrong. But that protection also, the Word of God, it tells us, okay, you need to go this way. A lot of preaching I've had that God said, okay, let me show you a little bit of something if you plan on going the way you're planning on going. And God uses the Word of God as a rod, as protection and correction. But how about that staff? How about that staff? That staff's that one that's got the little hook in it, a little crook in it. That is more for helping us. That is more for helping us. That staff, it's got that crook in it. So if the sheep gets out there and it's stuck maybe in some water in a bog, that staff is that hook is on there to help pull that sheep out of a bog, out of a mire. Maybe it's down in a gully somewhere, and that shepherd can reach down there and with that rod, with that hook on there, and just pull it out. You know, God does that with the Word of God. Sometimes it's a staff also. It just pulls us out from that danger. What are we in? Where are we headed? Are we right now stuck in a valley or in a gully? And God's saying, hey, let me pull you out. Let me get you to safety again. Or are you just mired down? Are you mired down with what the world has? And God has to say, let me pull you out. Let me gently. And something else that the shepherd would do with that. Whereas that rod was used correction. The staff, not only for help, not only for pulling a sheep out, but it was also used, he said you could put that staff on the back of a sheep and it would know that the shepherd's there. It would know that shepherd is there and to protect him. It would know that shepherd is there and it would bring comfort to that sheep. And it said it would calm down sheep. Maybe that was a little bit antsy, a little bit. Maybe they heard something they didn't identify, and they're getting ready to flee. They're getting ready to run. They don't know where they're going to run, but they need to run somewhere. And he said they'd put that staff down on that sheep, on the back of the sheep, and it would calm them down. And you know, Lord Jesus Christ, as a shepherd, he knows what we need. He knows what we need. And sometimes that staff, just to calm us down. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Verse 5. I brought this up a few months ago. I was preaching this actually in jail. This is Psalm 23. And as I was preaching it, that thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. And I thought about that. I said, you know, what is on that table? What's on that table? You know, what does God have for us? How about some comfort? How about a little bit of mercy? How about patience? God puts these things in there. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Something to refresh us. And so when we are amidst, when we are just seem like being taken down by the cares of the world, God says, let me give you something to refresh you. It's what we need. But when I was thinking about that, preparest a table before me. God knows what we need. I mean, we go down to the Golden Corral or some of these other buffets, go over there to Twin Dragons, and there's a lot of stuff out there. Boy, I tell you what, that's temporal. But God says, you know what, this is what you need today. And the Word of God gives us that. He knows what we need. Thou anointest my head with oil. Oil in the... Of course, it's talk about anointing someone for like kingship or priest. But also, when it talks about here as a shepherd, as a sheep, that oil, what you would do is they'd take an oil. Sometimes if the sheep had got into some area, some grass that maybe had some lice, something that would get into their ears, up their nose or whatever like that. And then what they would do is they'd prepare some of this oil, usually an olive oil, and they'd put some spices in it, and they'd pour it over the sheep. Sometimes if it was up something in their nose, they'd pour it up there and down, and it'd run down and it'd get into their nose, kill whatever it was, the parasites, whatever it would happen to be. The same thing with if it'd get into their ears, it'd tip the sheep's head over, put a little bit of this stuff in there, and this oil. And it would bring a healing balm, is what it would be. It would suffocate, basically, is what it was doing, was it was suffocating those parasites, whatever was in there. And then it would come out. Then as it would come out, the oil would come out, it'd bring out the parasites out with it. You know, when the Bible talks about that, two things, you know, anoint my head with oil. The Bible tells us we're priests and kings. God's anointed us that way. But also for a healing. Also for a healing. God says, you know what, here, let me give you a little bit of healing balm, the balm of Gilead. My cup runneth over. So I gave the testimony Sunday night. I look at my family, I look at my grandkids, I look at my sons. It just amazes me. It just amazes me how God has taken me and where I wanted to be and where I wanted to go and said, no, let me bring you somewhere else where you need to be. I said, I got three boys serving the Lord, a bunch of grandkids, talking to each other. My cup runneth over, not to mention just the friends we have. Just the friends we have up here. Surely goodness and mercy. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Again, God wants the best for us as a shepherd. As that Ronald Horseman, our neighbor, he took care of those sheep. He knew them. He knew them by name. If they got sick, he'd take care of them. If they broken leg, I mean, he put these splints on them. I don't think I ever saw him abuse any of those sheep. Sometimes he'd use a harsh tone toward them, and they'd know exactly, hey, something's not right. And just a harsh tone, and God sometimes has to get our attention too. Hey, listen to me. Hey, get over here. And some ways, but Ronald, I tell you, I never seen him use harm his sheep. God doesn't want to harm us either. He wants the best for us. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever, that eternity. If you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, if you came to that point and said, Lord, I'm a sinner. Lord, if I was to die right now, I don't know where I'd go. Or I know I'd go to hell. And we went our own way. God says, let me show you another way. Let me show you another way. He wants to be our shepherd. He wants to guide us. He wants to protect us so that we can have that eternity with him. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. What comfort that is. What hope that is. And so tonight, as we get ready to close up, think about that. The Lord's my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He knows what's good for us. He knows those nutrients we need. And of course, it's through the Word of God. It's through the friendship. It says, he leadeth me beside the still waters. When this world is chaotic around us, when it seems like everything is falling apart around us, God says, let me bring you to a place of rest. Let me separate you for just a little while. Let me think about, let me show my love towards you, my guidance towards you, to restore your soul, peacefulness, calmness. What do you need tonight? What do you need tonight? Do you just need that? Do you just need the time where I can say, you know what? Lord, help me tonight. It's been a rough week. It's been a busy day. Lord, thank you, God, for your word. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for caring for me. Let's go ahead and bow.